We're with Michael Walters. Michael, you'll be wearing the Indigenous jumper during NAIDOC Week. How important is that jumper in NAIDOC Week to you?
Yeah, it's very important. We hold it in the same significance as Indigenous Round, and not only for us as players, but past players, and also it gets the community involved as well. So it's really important for us.
Especially important for Freo with so many Indigenous players on our list as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, everyone knows the the sort of culture we hold down here, and past players still come to the club and they still get involved as well. So this year we also broke a record playing with the most Indigenous players in a single AFL game. So it's massive for us as players, and it's massive for the club.
You guys have been painting the Indigenous stick at lunch. Take us through the meaning of that.
Yeah, so Daniel Pearce is sort of doing a bit of drawing on it now, and it's to bring, it's the Swan River in between, and it's bringing East and West together, and it's got the campsites where the people sit at. So there's a lot of significance in it, and he's taking his time with it, and he's putting a lot of thought in it, which is really good.
And how that stick play a part in the pre-game ceremony?
Yeah, so I think we'll be handing it to St Kilda, and we did it before, and it's something that we can sort of hold. It's also a bonding experience for us Indigenous players to sort of share a bond with them in an AFL game.
St Kilda has a strong Indigenous past through Nicky Winmar. How important is it to be playing against them as well?
Yeah, well, Nicky Winmar is the one that sort of set the standard, and he stood up for something that he truly believed in, and without him, there wouldn't be many Indigenous players playing the game that they're playing now. And and he sort of set the standard, as I said, and we need to sort of hold his legacy and keep going.
There's a tradition of having an Indigenous player toss the coin. Do you know who will go out there for us?
I sort of said Michael Johnson, purely because he's been here the longest and he's the oldest player. So I picked him, but it depends on some of the other boys. Some of the other boys might want to toss the coin, but I think it should be Michael Johnson.
St Kilda's on the way out. They've broken into the eight. How do you expect the clash to go?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. We know what sort of side they are. They're a formidable, strong running team, and we need to make sure we bring our A game. We need to make sure we step up to the pace early, and we can't allow them to get their free flowing footy.